It's game time. Touchdowns and fumbles brought to you by The Simple Investor, making the world of real estate investments simple. And joining us here to handle the proceedings, the principal at Broadway Strategy and Communications, Bob Reed. Good morning.
Happy Friday, Jerry.
Good to have you. Let me reframe the question we asked. Well, I'm not reframing. I'm going to redoing it. Okay. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week named former Governor General David Johnston as the special investigator who will look into allegations of Chinese interference in Canadian elections. Johnston, of course, was Governor General. He was appointed by Stephen Harper. He's very well regarded, and he has further credentials as a professor of law and constitutional expert. So if that was the right choice, the right guy, then you're going to call that a touchdown. And then, of course, the other side is maybe you wanted more of a formal inquiry or somebody who wasn't as connected to Justin Trudeau and the Trudeau Foundation, in which case it would be a fumble. So the result is in, Bob, of the votes we received today, and it is 88% fumble.
Yeah, that's a big number. And yep. I think there are a few things behind that. We're kind of blurring the tactics and communications on this item, which, you know, Jerry, normally we keep very separate. But I think it's okay in this case because the two are so intrinsically linked. The tactic, government appointing a special investigator to look into something troubling, then produce a report and make recommendations. This is a time-honored tactic from the Warren Commission to the 9/11 committee to the recent Canadian public inquiry into the use of the Emergencies Act. This is often what governments do in response to something big. And I mean, you can argue about the veracity of the examples I just cited, but in broad brush terms, it's generally a good tactic, and I would say a responsible one. It takes it out of the hands of government, hands it over to someone or a group of people with strong credentials, and lets them prescribe the way forward. From a communication standpoint, it also lets the government then deflect the issue every time it comes up over to the new investigation. Well, don't ask me about that. That's now in the hands of this body. And I think this is what Trudeau wanted. Also, without going to a full-bore public inquiry, which could see him and many other senior government officials called to testify. As for David Johnston himself, at first blush, I think he seems pretty perfect, right? Former governor general, well-respected for his time in that role, law professor, legal expert, no integrity issues. So on those points, I think he really ticks all the boxes. But so did Julie Payette, the former astronaut who succeeded him at Rideau Hall. That didn't end so well. And so, too, I would actually argue, did the Kielberger brothers, when they were asked to quickly get a summer jobs program for young people up and running quickly in the early days of the pandemic, they were very well credentialed to take on that task. But the problem was their tight connection to the prime minister, members of his family who were paid a lot of money to be speakers and presenters at their We Charity events. It was the optics that sent everything sideways. And so here's the problem with choosing David Johnston. He's a close friend of the Trudeau family. He has a senior role with the Pierre Trudeau Foundation. Here's the Globe and Mail's parliamentary bureau chief, Bob Fyfe.
David Johnston is a man of high integrity and a very accomplished Canadian. But perception is everything in politics, especially on a heated issue like this. Mr. Johnston has been a longtime member of the Trudeau Foundation, the member who, part of a group that selects board of directors and bylaws and whatnot. So he's intricately involved with the Trudeau Foundation.
Now, that's the same organization that has already been connected, not necessarily through anything nefarious on its own part, but as the recipient of a big donation from a Chinese billionaire ahead of the last election that was going to build a statue of Pierre Trudeau. So Bob Fyfe is entirely right. The perception is the problem here. Trudeau should have been advised that this closeness would come back to bite him, as it has in the past. And for those who are troubled by the idea of the government naming someone of its choice to head up the probe and make recommendations back to the same government, this takes that a step further when the prime minister's chosen somebody who could accurately be described as a good friend. So the integrity of the whole exercise, fairly or not, gets called into question. Justin Trudeau just this morning fired back saying, well, anybody who questions that is just being hyperpartisan, and what a sad state of public affairs we're living in. But those questions are legitimate. Johnston is a man of high integrity, no doubt, but he should have recused himself when he was offered the job, and Trudeau should have known better and picked someone else. I'm with the 88%. It's a fumble.
And by the way, just quickly from me, for those people who've been writing in all morning saying, well, we all know what that liberal Bob Reid's going to do. He's going to call it a touchdown. For those people.
Oh, fumble. Fumble.
All right. Surprise, surprise, surprise. By the way, this liberal worked for Mike Harris for 10 years.
Yeah, so I know.
Well, just for the record.
He was well known for supporting liberals in need. So let's talk about would-be Mayor Blake Acton.
Yeah, a former Toronto police officer. He's run for mayor before, so you think he'd be better at it. But in kicking off his campaign this week, he visited John Moore on News Talk 1010 in Toronto to talk about his idea that the TTC should be free for everybody. John, naturally, had some questions. Give a listen.
Yeah, well, we've done the number crunching, and it's totally doable.
Tell me how.
Well, that's another conversation. That's a long, long conversation. Not at this moment.
Right, but I'm sorry. I don't ever allow a political figure to announce a program without price tagging it and explaining where the money's coming from.
Well, as I said, stay tuned. That will be coming.
So, Jerry, you and I have both spoken on the air about this week, so not much more to add. You know, it's pretty obvious. If you're going to highlight an issue proactively yourself, putting it on the table, you better be prepared to talk about it. Now, Acton didn't need to, you know, come out with a fully costed budget, but for crying out loud, at least have a couple of broad brush points, you know, that you could use to illustrate how this thing might work. Or better yet, don't bring it up at all. So he might have thought, oh, this is a nice shiny teaser that I can put out there and maybe it'll get on the agenda for everybody running for mayor, but it blew up on him. A colossal fumble.
Oh, fumble!
Fumble! All right, and you want to talk about Buffalo Wild Wings.
I do, because a Chicago man is suing the chain over its boneless wings menu item. It's a class action. He's accusing them of false and deceptive marketing and advertising about the boneless wings. Because you see, Jerry, this guy has cracked the code.
I see.
He has discovered that boneless chicken wings aren't really boneless wings. They're actually pieces of boneless chicken breast.
Oh, no.
So he's going to stick it to the man and make them pay big bucks for deceiving him. Now, Buffalo Wings responded on Twitter. Rather than engage in some kind of cover-up, they just copped to the whole thing. Here's what they said. It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. No smoke, no mirrors, just 100% honesty and hilarious. So pass the garlic dill dip. That is a touchdown.
Touchdown! Do you think a court would take this up?
Oh, God, I hope so. I just really wanted to see the transcripts.
That they could. Yeah, that's right. We would like to present our ad as read by Morgan Freeman.
That would be the perfect voiceover right there.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you, Jerry. Cheers.